There's that term that we hear called rest in peace, R.I.P. When you're young, the first time you see it on a gravestone, usually around Halloween, you're like, RIP. Person must have been named RIP. And somebody says, no, it means rest in peace. Oh. Then from then on out, you're fascinated with gravestones for the rest of your life. Okay, that's just me. But resting in peace is something that seems to be the opposite of what we talk about on this show most days. Sometimes maybe there's a peace about it, but they're more like resting on a mission, if it's a positive thing. Resting, watching out for a loved one. Resting, keeping an eye on things so someone stays safe. And sometimes not really resting, just out there tormenting the hell out of people. There's a lot of ways you can do it. This resting in peace thing, what is this? Is that for the lazy ghosts? Is that for the ones who don't have anybody to watch out for? Is that for the ones that were just, you know, kind of dicks in life and still want to be that way? I don't know. We hear about a lot of things, not so much resting in peace. On today's episode of the show, it's no different. A young couple moves into a new home only to find that there is a third tenant waiting for them, an old friend, not so much resting in peace, but trying to look out. And anytime your friends suggest playing a game that involves, you know, conjuring the dead, this one does not involve a Ouija board, but it involves a game, conjuring the dead, it is okay to say no. One person learned this lesson a little bit too late. Got all those stories for you and more today on EPP bonus episode number 401 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When one has paranormal occurrences inside their home on a regular basis, you start to wonder, who is it? Why are they there? What do they want? Will this ever stop? Is there anything I can do to make? There's a lot of questions. Even if it's just a fairly benign haunting, it's just kind of there, kind of hanging out. It doesn't have any sort of negative intent, but it's there. Maybe there's some intent, but you don't know what it is. You start looking for answers. You start wondering, has this always been here? Has that been there? And you start digging and asking questions. And sometimes the answer may be found in places you least expect them. Sometimes connecting those dots and discussing it with your partner, which a lot of people don't do. A lot of people just kind of keep it to themselves. May help to answer some of those questions, as does happen in the next story. Couple, their new place, trying to find peace, trying to be happy. They discover there's a third person in the house. A person from his past that met a very untimely and tragic demise that was no fault of his own. And now he's a roommate from the dead. Take a listen. Warmest greetings, Tony, Carol, Harper, and Todd from sunny Southern California. I happened upon your podcast several months ago and absolutely love the ever-fresh and professional way you successfully present the spooky stories you're given. Thank you for all you do. Please continue for as long as it brings your heart's joy. I'm writing in today as a lifelong empath, wife, mother, and animal lover. I attempted writing this story in prior by using the voice recognition on my phone while stuck in traffic, but I fear it went horribly wrong. This is the second attempt, and I hope you find it as interesting as I did when it happened. This story takes place over 5 years, starting in 2016. I relocated from Northern California to move in with my then boyfriend, now husband, in August of 2016. I moved into his two-bedroom upstairs apartment, which he shared with his son from a previous marriage on the weekends. Soon after I moved in, we noticed that we would often hear loud banging, crashing coming from his son's room late at night when he was not visiting us. Several times we would enter the vacant room to investigate the source of the sounds, only to find that all was well in the room. Nothing had fallen, broken, or been disturbed. My boyfriend would joke that I must have brought something spooky with me, and we would laugh it off and go back to bed. A few months later, when I went to wake my stepson for Saturday morning pancakes, I noticed he had placed a rosary I gave him and kept around his lap over his head. Specifically, he had retrieved the rosary in the middle of the night and put it on. When I questioned him about it, he explained in his best four-year-old way, it kept me safe. Concerned that whatever was in the room had begun to bother my stepson, I found, printed, and framed, "Pray for Children," and put it above his bed. He never had another issue in that room. About 9 months after moving in, we needed a new fridge. Found a large, affordable, used fridge for sale by an elderly couple in the neighboring town. My boyfriend, his brother, and I went to pick it up. He had to go get the fridge up the stairs. Once in my place, my boyfriend had to go to his night classes at the local state college where we were working towards his master's degree. He had already disassembled the fridge so I could clean and disinfect it while he was in class. As he left, I readied my cleaning solution, brought all the fridge parts out to our balcony, and gave my boyfriend a see you later kiss. I turned on some music and got busy cleaning our new fridge. How exciting! As I finished cleaning each piece, I brought them in from the balcony through a sliding glass door, through our living room, past the dining room, and into the kitchen. It was an hour later or so, and I was nearly done with my project. I came through the sliding glass door with a large fridge piece, and I looked up to see what at first looked like my boyfriend in a plain white t-shirt and jeans. I say he looked like my boyfriend because he was relatively the same height, with very short hair, not shaved head, and was wearing a plain white t-shirt and jeans. My boyfriend's comfies, but not at work. And half a second after stopping in my tracks and blinking, I realized that it was not my boyfriend, because he was in class. As quickly as he appeared, he disappeared, without a trace. I glanced over, realized that the door was still locked from the inside, and then realized that I had just witnessed my first full-body apparition. After taking a few seconds to shake it off, the full-body chills this young man had left, I continued into the fridge with the fridge piece and attempted to wrap my head around what had just happened. I've experienced several different energies over the years. First, I'm able to feel whatever they were once human or whether they were once human. Then their gender, then their intent, negative, positive, protective, or neutral. Then when they allow me to, I'm able to download the thoughts, feelings, or messages or memories they want to share with me. As I continued through my night, I felt that this male energy was curious and a bit protective, but I could not get a read for how he came to be standing on my living room. Over the next few years, I felt this male energy often. I never saw him again, but oftentimes I would feel him watching me from the hallway. Late at night, while I completed domestic chores, each time I would inquire how he came to be with our family, why he continued to visit, and what can I do to help him in any way, etc. Each time I'd be given a small piece of information, but nothing complete or explanatory. He let me know that he was checking in on us. He was attached to my boyfriend, that his name started with an A. My boyfriend loves spooky movies, but could not speak about the paranormal world outside of movies. Not for skeptical reasons, but because he was raised to be extremely superstitious. Because I understand that the subject makes him very uneasy, I've censored what I discuss with him on this subject. I've never mentioned the visitations from the mysterious young man or asked him any questions regarding a friend with a name starting with the letter A. My boyfriend and I had known each other since junior high, so you can imagine that I had heard almost all of his stories, tales, histories multiple times over the years. One evening in mid-2019, my now husband started to retell a tragic story about a friend that had been murdered in a park in L.A. in the early 2000s by the Salvadorian gang MS-13. His friend was not a gang member and was only playing basketball with friends when he was murdered execution style. As he started the story, I felt our young male visitor directly beside me. Not in the hallway, not looking on, but directly to my right. I had not felt him so close to me before this point. As my husband concluded the story with the telling of this young man's execution, I was flooded with overwhelming feelings of sadness that put a frog in my throat and tears in my eyes. I never met this young man, but at that moment I knew that the energy to my right and the young friend of my husband's story were one and the same. I swallowed loudly to gain my composure and asked my husband, "Did his name start with an A?" He said, "Yes. His name was Anthony. Cool guy, man. No one deserves that. But he really didn't deserve it. Wrong place at the wrong time. Messed up, man." It was then that I understood. Anthony was attached to my husband out of friendship and a lasting concern for his happiness and well-being. My husband had been through so much since his friend's passing, so it made sense that Anthony would check in on him from time to time. Maybe he was checking me out, since I was the new love interest in his life. I seemed to feel his energy checking in with us around major life events, the birth of our first daughter, our marriage, the pregnancy of our second daughter, etc. The sadness I felt when my husband spoke of his friend's murder was not my own sadness, but that of Anthony's regret that his life was cut so short so long ago. It was a long time before I felt Anthony around again. It wasn't until we started house hunting that he made his presence known on several occasions. Our back bedroom door and bathroom doors would swing open simultaneously while our newborn daughter napped. This had never happened in the 5 years I lived there, so I started mentioning it to my husband, but he never had a comment or input on the subject. During our time in this apartment, we had also gained full custody of my stepson. Therefore, his room was almost never vacant, and he seemed to not have any paranormal issues to mention. However, during the summer of 2020, while my husband was at the store, my stepson came excitedly out of his room to tell me something. When I asked him what was going on, he told me, "I just went to the bathroom. When I came back in my room, I saw Daddy." I said, "Okay," to which he replied, "But it wasn't Daddy. Daddy isn't here. And he was just gone." I knowingly smiled and said, "Yeah, I've seen him too. Nothing to worry about, he's friendly." With that, my stepson seemed satisfied and returned to his room. Fast forward to the spring of 2021, I was in the kitchen very late at night, loading the dishwasher while everyone else in our household was asleep. I felt Anthony's presence in the hallway watching me as usual. When I looked up in acknowledgement, I suddenly felt him closer, hanging out in the kitchen, if you will. I asked him if he was happy sticking around and visiting loved ones. No answer. So I asked him why he hadn't moved on, and a feeling of confusion and anxiety flooded over me. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. In part two, find out what happens with this couple and this friend that's still there. Also, anytime your friends suggest playing a game that involves conjuring the dead, it is. You have the right. You are empowered. I am empowering you right now by saying this. You have the right to say no. So do it. One person learned this a little bit too late. That's in our other story on today's episode. To hear it, become an EPP. That's an extra podcast person. You'll get access to the full episode as well as 401 of our EPP bonus episodes. All of them there for you to binge away on, as well as our full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You get advanced episodes of the show as well. All of those commercial free, but a month in advance. You get a ton to binge away on right there. It's all only $5 a month. That's what keeps us on the air. Sometimes I hear the, "Well, it shouldn't cost anything." Well, you know, would you like this to continue? Do you like that? Because this is what I do for a living. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's not free. But it's only $5. And you get all of that stuff. We work so hard every single day. Literally, I'm up at like 7, 8 in the morning working on this show till late in the evening. Days, weekdays, weekends, we're working on this thing for you. We love putting it down. We know that you guys love it too. So if you like it, please become an extra podcast person. We'll make it worth your while. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of the extras. We greatly appreciate your support. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.